Hello and welcome back to the Girl Actually podcast. I am your host, May Limon, and basically what happened was I was working today. I was, you know, doing my thing, and then I got like a bunch of hate happen. So I had to kind of jump on here and explain what was happening and kind of how I turned it around. Got on the phone with this man and he was very angry, like very angry with our service. So I did my best to remain calm and like normally like past me would have freaked out and like probably started to panic. But honestly, at this point, once I'm like, I'm sorry. Once you realize that your cup of tea is not for everybody, then like you get a little less sensitive to when people are not happy. This man was so verbally angry and it was over something so, so silly. And I just kind of like took a deep breath and I was like, I'm very sorry that you are so angry. But here's what I can do for you. Turns out he didn't want my solution at all. He didn't want my best solution, which would have helped him. So he decided to take the hard road and just keep on hating on himself. And I was just like, dude, like life is not that serious. You know, like you do not need to be like miserable all the time. This is not a thing that you should be dealing with. Thinking in my head, like life is not that serious. There are so many more life-threatening things happening in the world. And this just kind of made me realize, and I've been there 100% of the time, like, you know, when you're building a business or you're trying to decorate your house or you're trying to get a new car and it just feels like everything is going wrong. And it's like, everything is your fault because like, why wouldn't it be? We need to take a step back and we need to allow room for magic. And I feel like we just never do that. And this man was definitely not allowing any room for magic. I, you know, offered what I could. And then I hung up the phone and I sent him an email with what I could offer. And that was it. So then after I got off the call there, I had gotten these two angry emails like within like 4 minutes of each other. And I was like, oh my God, like what the fuck? Like, what is happening to me today? Like, do I have like this arrow on my back where like people are just going to start yelling at me? Like, what is happening? So I called my boss. I got, you know, what to say. I sent it out and I was like, okay, I need like a major shift in attitude today because like, what the heck, you know, like what is happening? Like why, you know, universe, I see you, you're cute, but I'm going to shoot you down. What I did was I decided to get up, remove myself from my work situation. I put on my favorite song that like I just forgot existed until this morning when I watched Carpool Karaoke, and I made like the best freaking cup of coffee like I've ever made in my life.
Yeah. Ursha, baby.
Ursha, baby. Shut it down. Mine.
If you dance on a pole, that'll make you a hoe.
Anyway, this song speaks to my inner spirit animal. And I just sat down and I was like, I'm ready for a new beginning. Like, I'm ready. And then what turned out, I just had a great call and my day's been turning around. So I just wanted to get on here and just let you know, like, even when people try to knock you down with their negativity, don't let it happen. Know what makes you happy. Know what puts you in a great mood. I know that song makes me want to dance all over the place. I know that I needed some more coffee to deal with what was happening today. So I made some coffee, changed my attitude, and here I am. Now I have a story to tell you. And hopefully, I know a lot of the times when I worked in corporate America and it blew, I had a lot of bad days and I had a lot of people mad at me. And it just like for no reason, like literally like there was no reason. So if you do need to take a step back from kind of the environment that you work in, you know, step out, put your headphones in, kind of jam it out, get your body moving and just shake it out. Like get that negativity off of you. This is not your choice. This is not your decision. Like your decision is to choose happiness. And like, that's it over and over and over again, because every second of every day, we're trying to get pulled into negativity. It's our job to remain in peace and happiness. And I know that sounds hippie-ish, but like it's real. And happiness is 100% a choice. Sometimes, I mean, I deal with depression and ADD and like anxiety, and sometimes happiness doesn't seem so easy. But when you do have the choice to choose, when it's something out of your control, get up, get moving, put on your favorite song and, you know, dance it out, get all that out. And I hope that this helps you, and I hope you have a fabulous day. Thank you for tuning into the Girl Actually podcast. And my Girl Actually phrase of the day is, girl, actually get the fuck up, dance it out, move your body, and forget about the haters. So I hope you have a great day. If you do want to connect with me, jump on Instagram and follow Girl Actually Pod. It's at Girl Actually Pod, and I will put it right in the description. Send me a DM. I check it every day. I'm going to be posting on there more often, and I look forward to connecting with you. And I'm so excited. Thank you for tuning in. I love you. Mwah!